What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We're back with our fourth and final hour of the program today. Bob Pompiani here, Joe Starkey on vacation, Austin Bechtel behind the glass, and Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Text Line is always brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. So, Austin, you had some news concerning the All-Star game you just told me about.
Yeah, how about this, Bob? MLB announces that they're going to use the ABS challenge system in the All-Star game.
Good. I think that's a perfect way to get people to watch. If you're not interested in the game, and a lot of people have become less interested in the game, this is a reason to watch the game. If you haven't watched minor league baseball, you'll get a chance to say, all right, what's this look like if they were to bring it in? And I think they are going to bring it in moving forward. But I think it's a good way to take a look at it.
A guy commenting on this Jesse Rogers story about the ABS system says his bio says that he's a commentator in Boston. It says, yes, let's use it in every exhibition game, but not any games that actually mean something. Makes perfect sense. Yeah, actually it does, buddy, because you're supposed to test things out first before you just implement it in there and throw it willy-nilly into the game. Why not test it out in this situation? And what is, sure, it's an exhibition game, but the baseball All-Star game actually is something of substance, I think.
Of all the All-Star games, I think it has probably the most.
Yes,
I mean,
so
everything
why not
else
try
is
it?
Just turned into nothing but a laughingstock, quite frankly. I'd be very interested to see what it's going to look like. We've seen it in the minors. They seem to be working very smoothly with it. The challenge system is one that, you know, it's strategic also in nature, because if you're a manager, you don't want to get too crazy with early game challenges. And if you don't win them, you're going to be out of them by the end of the game when you may really need them. And the other thing is, do have a challenge. Who do you rely on out there? Is it the pitcher? Is it the catcher? You have to rely on somebody who's actually in the moment. You know, the screen may tell you one thing, but you may say, no, wait a minute, that's not right. I'm going to challenge it. Do you believe if the catcher goes to you and says, challenge this, do you think he has a better case than a pitcher who's just made the pitch?
Well, I mean, if you are the catcher and that's the case, you could just tap your helmet, right? Or
right,
at least say
whatever
something to the umpire. That's what the batter
does. But I mean,
the
does he have the autonomy to do it? You know, the manager should, you only have so many challenges.
Well, and it's also like a split second decision. You only get like, 2 seconds to be able to make the call?
Right.
So unless the manager from the dugout is just immediately yelling, challenge, and making sure that his catcher signals it, I would imagine that it's going to probably come down to catcher first, then pitcher.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. The catcher would have more say. He's right there behind the plate. He has a feel for it. So that will be interesting to see. It's only one game, but I think it's worth taking a look at, especially in the All-Star game. Here's something else that's interesting. The NBA Board of Governors, they're going to meet this week in Las Vegas, and one of the big topics is going to be league expansion.
Yes.
All right, so when you look at the list of teams that right now are looked at as viable NBA cities. I say this because Pittsburgh is listed on this list.
And I, oh, It's listed.
I mean, it's down. It's
bring it on,
25
Rob.
To 1. But they are listed.
What list is this?
It's a list that is constructed by Sport Betting AG.
Okay.
Which has hit on their last, when they came to expansion, the last three times they've done this, they've predicted the right expansion team. So if I gave you a choice, these are three choices, okay? And these, one is stands out like a sore thumb to me of where they need to go. Seattle, Las Vegas, or Kansas City?
Oh, I've had enough of this talk with Kansas City. Wasn't it, the Penguins are going to go to Kansas City?
Yeah, that was just a smokescreen.
Now we'll send the NBA to Kansas City. Let Kansas City have what it has. Let them have the Royals. Let them have the Chiefs. But they're having enough fun.
They put together a committee that they really want to entice NBA basketball. That's, to me, that's not where it's going.
Didn't the Pittsburgh Sports Bureau and everything put together a package to see if they could support an NBA team as well last year?
Yeah, I don't think it can do it. You think it can? I don't think so. There's just not enough corporate money involved, and they're too. And when you have a city this size, and you already have three professional sports teams, it's tough to justify a fourth, unless you get a team that right off the bat is a winner. You know, like Vegas did with the expansion Golden Knights.
Right.
You gave them a team that was going to be built to win right off the bat. Typical expansion teams do not do well unless you stockpile them and make the rules friendly for them, so they can get some personnel. So Seattle is the odds-on favorite to get one. They had the Supersonics. And now they may be getting a team back. But I think Vegas is the way to – everybody wants to be in Vegas.
I don't care about Vegas.
Like, yeah, but if you are in the betting markets and all these teams are,
right.
All these teams are moving to Vegas. Why wouldn't the NBA want a team in Vegas?
The NBA probably does want a team in Vegas, and they already have part of the summer league that's in Vegas. Here's the thing, Bob. They are 40th in market size. How much does market size matter? So they have the Raiders. They're getting the A's.
I think it's
they
a tourist place, too. There are a lot of people go there, so it goes beyond their market size. They attract from all over. People go to Vegas to watch, and a lot of their people go to games, want to get tickets to watch the Golden Knights, and I'm sure they would watch the same thing with their football team and if it's an NBA team. The hockey team is sold out every game.
Yeah. So I'm looking at this right now. The same gambling betting odds that you pulled up, I believe.
Yeah.
Seattle is obvious. Seattle's 1-1. Like, if they're going to expand, it's going to be back to Seattle. I think we all know that. So, hypothetically, it's that next team. It's like, who's the 32nd team? Because I would think that they're going to go from 30 to 32. Maybe they'll do something like the NHL where they, like, wait a year.
Yeah, I think that makes sense eventually.
Seattle.
Yeah.
So, Seattle's going to get a team. Looking at this list, it's either Vegas, Mexico City's 10-1. I'm sorry, Bob. I can't see any team in Mexico City.
I can't either. The only logic that would make is that you'd have an entire country pooling for one team, like, and you can draw from everywhere.
LeBron goes to Charlotte and sits out that game. We'll rest. Like, we're good. You're telling me that LeBron is going to be all right with flying to Mexico City? There's not going to be scuttlebutt from Jason Tatum?
The only thing I would tell you is I wouldn't want to go there either, but a sport. But again, they don't have anything over there, and they have a lot of people who are interested in basketball.
Yeah, but I mean, are we getting too far out of the landscape? This is like the NFL having their whole, maybe we should have a team in London. Maybe that would be a good idea.
Well, who knows? The way they're going, they're sort of setting up shop. Like, they're very interested in global domination when it comes to their sport. Another team, Vancouver. I always thought Vancouver would be an interesting site for an NBA team.
Yeah, they tried it. How did it work out?
Well, they're still on this list, and they have better odds than just about everybody here. Below them, San Diego, Louisville, Nashville, Tampa, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Austin, and Montreal.
I can't see Montreal.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Really can't see Vancouver. Didn't the Grizzlies just kind of flop there? And that's why they moved out of Canada? Canada's all about hockey outside of Toronto.
Toronto has a pretty good support system there, and they won a championship. So,
well, Toronto could be in the United States, and you wouldn't know a difference. You know, like, it feels like Toronto is in the country, doesn't it? They got the Blue Jays, sure, the Maple Leafs hockey. But, like, if they put an NFL team in Toronto, I think it'd be like, yeah, all right, that makes sense. The Raptors, like, look at how the Vancouver Grizzlies flopped. Look at how the Expos ultimately did not end up working out.
I like the Expos. I wish they would have stayed there. I love that park they played in, Parc Jarry.
Exposition Park. Didn't they play there, too? Or am I thinking of?
But Parc Jarry was the one that Stargell hit two home runs completely out of the place.
Other sports have not worked in Canada, like obviously their native sport of hockey has.
Yeah, I guess so. The big talk in the NBA right now is about LeBron James and where he's going to end up. If I had a bet on this, and I'm just out of the blue, I would say Cleveland.
Really? He's going to go back to Cleveland this year?
One final year. I think he's going to end up one final year. And if I'm looking at everything the way he might, I'd say, why wouldn't I go back there one more time? Because I don't know if the Los Angeles Lakers are not conducting business as if they're really serious. They have Doncic.
I get that.
And they just brought in DeAndre Ayton, which is a good signing for them because they needed somebody like that.
And they have to pay Reeves. Like, they tried 4-80.
Yeah, well,
and
he's been mentioned
in
a lot of trade talks, too. I like that guy a lot. But if I have to pick a team, if it's not Los Angeles, it may end up being Los Angeles. But if it isn't, the Lakers, I could see him moving because here's the other thing. If you're in the Western Conference, what chance do you have? All the best teams for the last 10 years, it seems, have been in the Western Conference. The Eastern Conference has more availability to move deeper into the playoffs. And I say that even knowing the Knicks were a very good team this year, although they just changed coaches, and I don't know if that's for better or worse.
No, that was a bad decision.
But I think Boston's going the other direction. I think it's wide open in the Eastern Conference, whereas the West, I don't think it is.
No, Boston, I mean, Porzingis is gone. They moved off
Philadelphia
Holiday.
Philadelphia stinks.
Yeah, the Philly's not good.
They have
Embiid's
big names.
Always hurt.
Yeah.
Who else? Tatum's out for the year. Halliburton's out for the year. Miles
Orlando's
Turner
a good
left.
Team. Orlando and Detroit are two teams sneaking up on people.
Yeah.
I will say that. But I don't think they're ready yet. So if LeBron James is serious about moving or if they want to move him and they have to make a mutual decision, I think Cleveland would be a good place.
So 25-1 for Pittsburgh to get an expansion team. How likely do you think that actually is? If you would put like a percentage on it, I would say 25% chance that
No, I would say less.
You think less?
Yes, I think it would be more like 10%.
So who would be that other team? Vegas? Vegas would be the other city that would get a team?
I think Vegas.
And Seattle?
Again, why wouldn't you seem like you don't want to go to Vegas?
That would be annoying. I don't know. They're the 40th biggest market size. We're considering how much can they support it, and I know that there's so many people that travel to Vegas and would go and support the teams, and, you know, I'm sure if Pittsburgh had an NBA team, or just like they do when they go and play the Golden Knights, they'll just take over the arena. Or like when they play the Raiders, they'll take over the entire venue. But, I mean, is that authentic sports? To me, it's not. Like, home field and home crowds are supposed to have some importance to the city. And if you go to Vegas just to watch the visiting team, I don't know. There's just something that rubs me the wrong way about that.
Well, I also think it's important how they stack that team, what kind of options they give them so they can not just be a doormat right off the bat. You have to have some sort of system in place, just like the NHL did when it made, you know, he had to protect a certain amount of players, and the other ones are available to be taken by this expansion team. So, you know, you could have a team right off the bat that's a pretty good competitive team, and if that happens, you can have some success. I think it's in the NBA's best interest to do that, to make it a viable team and not just some team coming in with a bunch of, you know, guys who aren't ready to deliver, you know, big performances.
Well, so, how would you do that? Would you make it like the NHL did the
expansion draft?
You'd give them their own Marc-Andre Fleury?
You have to protect, you know, how many? Four forwards of your group. I don't know. They'd have to come up with some system that would make sense so that that team can say, okay, this is the group that we have to choose from. I want this guy. And you're going to have some teams that have so many good players that somebody's going to be lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, and somebody's,
that's how you do it.
Like that Boston team from last year and the year before, or OKC, you could easily, you know, just pluck Caruso off their team, or what, you know, one of those guys just single-handedly to be able to build a bench and probably pay two stars, and there you go. Right. It would be so much easier to be able to build up a team through an expansion draft.
I think it's in their best interest to do that. Wherever it's located, they have to do that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.